I'm going to ask to find somebody that has done this. And it's something you might want to change your name for, and I'm okay with that. But this will be a no judgment zone.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
There's something that I saw a couple times this week, and I actually saw it four times on the way to work today, and it's super illegal. And I don't know if it's a new trend or it's something that has been happening for a long time. I just haven't noticed it, but it's something that I almost wish I had the guts to do. It's people that decide they're going to skip traffic and just speed down the shoulder of the highway. And I'm sure you've seen people do this before. And I saw it, couldn't believe four times today. I could never get in the mindset of someone that can do that. I don't think I have the guts to do it. Like, you look at all these people sitting in traffic and it's just, not you, Chad. You create your own lane. Can't hold you back, man. And I can't lie and say I don't have those intrusive thoughts, because you always do. You're like, what if I just went around everybody? These sheep, these lemmings sitting in traffic, not me. But I couldn't do it. These people are so quick to become the main character of their own movie. Like, in a world where people follow the rules, stay in their lane, one man in a Honda Civic has nothing to lose. Like, what are we doing? And people are worried about all these violent video games influencing our kids, right? Take away Mario Kart! Who said Brad Pitt can do an F1 movie? We're doing NASCAR on the streets. These are the real problems. I just can't get it, man. I couldn't understand someone that's sitting there going, I don't know, my parents didn't work three jobs for me to sit behind a Kia Sorento. Not today. And the best is eventually they kind of slide back into traffic and then act like nothing ever happened. There's red shell, first place. So here's what I want to do. And this is against my better judgment, because I don't think anyone's going to call, and that's okay. But are you someone that has decided, I'm going to drive on the shoulder and pass up some of this traffic? And this will be a no judgment zone. I just want to know if there's anybody listening that has actually done that. 312-946-4995. Like I said, no judgment. I feel like no one's going to... I feel like you're not going to want to call, but I tell you, you can even change your name. 312-946-4995. I have a question about it. Okay? 312-946-4995. And it may not get answered here, but I hope it does. Jessica, are you the one that does it?
No, so it's not me, but my husband does it probably about once a week to get to daycare on time for daycare pickup.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your husband's doing it because he's late to take your kid to daycare.
Yes, so they have to be picked up by 6 p.m.
Oh, wait, to pick up the kid or to drop off the kid?
Yeah, to pick up.
Okay, so the kid's not in the car.
No.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. And, okay, so obviously he made the mistake of being late for whatever reason. Let me ask you this. What kind of car does he drive?
I won't disclose that information.
You don't have to tell me the color or anything. Now, is it? So. You don't have to tell me the brand. Is it a truck? Is it a sedan?
It's an SUV.
It's an SUV. Okay. I'm just curious. I just want to add things up here. All right. And have you scolded him for this, or are you good with it?
I have, because all he has to do is leave work like 30 minutes earlier.
Yep.
That's it. And then it never fails. Like a day or two later, he's like, oh, I have a flat tire. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you're riding the shoulder like an idiot.
Oh, that's karma. That's funny.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. I didn't think anyone was going to call for this. My phone lines are actually full. That's crazy to me. All right.
There you go. Yep.
Thank you so much for calling. Dustin, tell me you're somebody that also rides the shoulder.
I have a good friend who likes to do that. My friend Paul, and he probably wants me to say his name, but we went to the auto show. We were late. And we got there in like, I think it was like 30 minutes from Elk Grove Village.
You got to McCormick Place in 30 minutes from Elk Grove Village?
Yes. I swear to God.
You took the shoulder the whole way.
The whole way. I'm like, I was scared out of my mind.
That's insane.
Out of my mind.
All right. Way to call. All right. Paul should be arrested. No. We're sending the police now. Thank you. All right, hang on right there if you're on hold. The next thing we do are your George Burge tickets on US 99.
I got a suit.
Let's dive in here, Marco. Why do you do it?
I ride a motorcycle. And it's a bear to sit and stop and go traffic on a motorcycle.
That I understand. I've been there, and it's so easy to kind of go around. Do you ever get people that get real mad at you?
People honk at me, you know, wait, stick their hand out the window and, you know, make gestures.
Sure. You're like, high five. And you just keep going.
That's right.
Yeah, you also got to be careful on the shoulders, because there's a lot of debris on the shoulders on a motorcycle,
yes, there
too.
Is.
Godspeed out there, my friend. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Megan. Are you a shoulder rider, Megan, or you call the tattle
no,
on somebody
100%.
Else?
I'm a shoulder rider.
You are. And so
yes.
Tell me the scenario that makes you go, okay, I'm out of here. I'm taking the shoulder.
People being too slow in traffic, and there's no reason for it because there's so much room in front of them, and then they want to be all the way in the left lane, but then they're not driving left lane speed.
Got you. So you're not someone that will necessarily ride down traffic, like if there's a dead stop, a standstill traffic, you won't just pass everybody up. But if you're talking about passing somebody on the shoulder.
I mean, I've driven a decent
you
amount of way, like down the shoulder.
I was trying to help you, but okay.
So, like, because it's just like a nice little long ways down and they don't want to go. So it's like, all right, nice little like 10, 15 cars, all
right.
of them. I don't care. Yeah, no shame.
So you like totally understand you're being a total but you're good with it.
I have plenty of traffic violations. I get off of all of them. My lawyer is fantastic.
Okay. Thank you for calling. I think I'm giving kids awful advice here on accident.